as the snow flies.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Joe and Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Joe?
I really appreciated your discussion of the fake elector situation, and I'm very curious to hear your thoughts as a lawyer as to why you haven't had the attorney generals in the state where these schemes have been happening, such as ours with Josh Call, or even the local law enforcement, such as the Madison or Dane County law enforcement. Look at these fake electors. Clearly something happened that was a conspiracy against our democracy. It's fraud. You know, at minimum, it's fraud. Do you think that there's any reason that the local and the state have held back because this is part of the overall federal investigation under Merrick Garland, and perhaps they've been told, please don't walk into this because this may somehow damage our case? I'm interested in your speculation on that as a lawyer, Matt, and I'll take my response off air.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. That's a good question. And I've seen no indication that Merrick Garland has asked anybody to stay away. Fannie Willis is the DA in Atlanta, well, Fulton County, Atlanta. And she went ahead and is going forward with a grand jury. And she's getting death threats. Her kids are getting death threats. I think what's going on is this. Because this is in six states, the various attorneys general in the states figure, okay, well, we'll send this to Merrick Garland and he'll bring the prosecution. Well, for reasons I set out yesterday, I'm not confident that Merrick Garland is going to bring any meaningful prosecution against Donald Trump personally or any of these fake electors. And then I think Fannie Willis realized that, and then since she went ahead herself. They absolutely can go ahead. And you make a very, very good point. The district attorney for Dane County, which is where this occurred, could as well. Fannie Willis is the equivalent of the district attorney of Dane County. She's the district attorney of Fulton County. In other words, this isn't even the attorney general of Georgia. So there are three lines of prosecutorial ability. There's Merrick Garland, there is the attorney general, and then there's the county, the district attorney for the county in which the fraud occurred. Now, frankly, it's here's what I think is really going on. It's obviously very easy just to defer to Merrick Garland. And that relieves everybody of a lot of pressure. The other thing is, keep this in mind, it takes a lot of courage to be a prosecutor. And the people that have stood up to Trump are getting death threats, including against their families. And there have been 1,000 or so death threats against people ranging from the healthcare group. You know, Fauci, for instance, has 24/7 security, Dr. Fauci. Health commissioners, and there's been one conviction in a year, one out of 1,000. Now, 1% would be 10 of them. This is 0.1%. These people have to start to go to jail. The easiest way not to proceed against the fake electors would be to say, well, they fraudulently sent these in. But maybe they thought that it was contingent only if a court overturns the election. So they were just sort of putting them in as a marker. You know, yesterday, I'm not going to do it again, went through the analysis of how you bring a prosecution. You only need probable cause to charge. You need beyond a reasonable doubt to convict. So when you start anticipating stupid and crazy defenses that they might put up, and say, oh, well, maybe some juror somewhere would agree with it, you're not going to prosecute anything. I think basically that somebody like Merrick Garland it would take an act of courage to take on the Trump mob, and it would take an act of courage to take on the Trump mob statewide or countywide. That's what's going on. And by giving it to Garland, he's basically burying it through internal investigations. And now he says he won't do it before the November elections. Well, November elections are going to come, and then it's going to be Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I could do it then. Then the presidential season will start next year, and then If McCarthy is the speaker, the January 6th commission goes away and a new commission investigates Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Joe Biden, and Hunter Biden, and we're tied up for 2 years, and it gets more and more political. Let me put it this way. Merrick Garland likes to be liked, and he doesn't want controversy, and he wants to be in the Supreme Court. And frankly, you know, I don't blame him. He doesn't want death threats. He's probably getting them anyway. And that's true of a state attorney general, and it's true of a county district attorney. Fannie Willis is a woman of courage. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Mark?
Yeah, for these death threats, I mean, they just have to get serious unless each and every one of those death threats, if there was the person calls up and makes that death threat, they should do jail time, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. And for the fake electors thing, anyone that, because they've actually come out and said, well, these are fake electors. Well, any one of those who participated in this conspiracy against the United States of America should be prosecuted for that, and they should have their law licenses yanked. I mean, because they took an oath. When you swear before the bar, it's my understanding you take an oath to the Constitution.
Right.
And that they violated that oath. They violated the code of ethics as far as, you know, some people would say, well, lawyers don't have any code of ethics at all anyway, but that's, many lawyers do have ethics. But they need to yank their ability to practice law anymore. Now, you just have to come down with both feet on these people. These people don't seem to remember, you know, that you know, the United States Code of Justice is merciful indeed when it comes to people like that, because rebellions in historically have been dealt with they executed everybody who was involved in the rebellion. I mean, and that these people need to understand that everybody that broke into the Capitol that day should have been arrested as they were going out the door and stuck in jail. You know, I don't care if, oh, just following the crowd, you mean, you know, we're just having a good old time. No, BS. They knew damn well what they were doing, and that it's time just to get serious on these people. I mean, they're prosecuting people that were involved in any kind of malicious mischief during the George Floyd protests, in spite of what the conservatives say, oh, they didn't go after those people. Oh, no, they did.
No, you're right. Yeah, we're coming on to a break pretty soon. I wanted to respond to what you're saying. It's very good stuff. And here's the deal. You're absolutely right that the people that make death threats, you can't sit around and say, well, I won't prosecute them because I can charge them by a preponderance of the evidence, but I can't say beyond a reasonable doubt a jury would say they were exercising their First Amendment rights. That's baloney. That's baloney. And the other thing is this. I mean, if you don't prosecute these people and their emails, they call themselves fake, and you're worried they'll get in front of a jury and say, I made a mistake, and they'll get acquitted, what are you doing as a prosecutor? Going to a break. If you're on the lines, do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789.
He learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he